Okay, I guess, okay, so I read the statement first. My name is Kayla Calloway. In accordance with the terms of the non-disclosure agreement that I have signed, I here provide a record of the events that occurred last week and my involvement with them. Okay, so that's that. And now I guess I should just say what happened. Yeah, so I guess it was about a month after I gotten the job as an orderly here at Midas Labs. I actually got the job the day I turned 26, and I couldn't have asked for a better birthday present, or, you know, that's what I thought at the time. I guess we'll see if I get to stay here. I hope I do. So, yeah, my responsibilities were pretty much wheeling equipment back and forth between different laboratories on these big rolling carts. Mostly glassware, chemical compounds and secure packaging, you know, other equipment like microscopes, micrometers, scales, and weight gauges, things like that. Kayla, such and such doctor needs such and such thing. Kayla, please fetch 3 vials of growth serum for our new volunteer. Kayla, quick, please get 5 vials of reduction serum and bring them here ASAP. You know, things like that. And every now and then, they'd also ask me to pick up and bring these lunches to people who didn't have time to stop for a meal in the middle of the day. And that's how I ended up in Miss Eckert's office. She and the other board members were in some big meeting, so I just brought in the sandwiches and the bags of chips like always, and I swear, I wasn't trying to listen to what they were talking about, but my ears did kind of perk up when I heard one of them saying something like, any advancement on the situation in room 9B? That was like catnip to me. See, so, okay. Every day I roll my cart past room 9B. At least, let's say, 3 or 4 times an hour. It's one of the most central labs in the compound. Most of the labs have glass doors or at least an observation window so you can see the cool experiments and stuff they're working on, but not room 9B. Room 9B is completely sealed with a solid steel door, and there's a double extra thick locking mechanism. And that is surrounded by these thick steel cylinder things. So, next to the door, there's a numbered keypad, and on the keypad is a flashing red LED light. Foreboding, right? And as if that weren't enough, the door also features a very serious-looking plaque that reads, "Danger, do not enter." Anyone would be curious, right? The more I saw that thick, heavy door, the more my imagination just started racing. What could possibly be in there that was so top secret and so dangerous? A giant sentient dildo? Proof of alien life and their sexual practices? A milk-producing experiment gone out of control? I mean, there is a rumor that that actually happened once, but I never heard more than the rumors. Anyway, what could be in there, right? And I knew I was in too small of a position in the company to ever learn the true secrets of Room 9B. That's probably what fueled my preoccupation with it, honestly. Forbidden knowledge and all that. So, when I overheard the board of directors talking about my secret obsession, I couldn't help but listen a little closer than maybe I should have been. Everyone flipped through their pages in their fancy 3-ring notebooks. Presumably, they were all flipping to their notes about Room 9B, and I swear, like, I really promise, I wasn't looking intentionally, but just as I was handing Mr. Ashford his hummus and microgreens on a baguette, I saw that the corner of his Room 9B page had these handwritten numbers, 6, 53822. The key code to room 9B. It had to be. I did my best to behave normally, but my heart was pounding inside my chest. I repeated those numbers in my mind over and over. I wanted to burn them into my brain. 653822. 653822. 653822. I left the room and closed the door behind me. And when I was leaving, I thought I heard some part of their conversation, like someone was saying, like, more than a human psyche could endure. But I really didn't catch what they said, and it wouldn't have made a difference. Once I got outside their office, I was already formulating a plan. My plan was, I'd wait until after hours when there weren't as many people around, and then I would 653822 myself right into room 9B. My curiosity would be satisfied at last. It was the longest 6 hours of my life. Finally, after most of the staff had gone for the night, I had my shot. I clocked out, officially clocked out anyway. I still kept my coveralls on so I wouldn't look suspicious if anyone saw me in the hallway, and I made my way to that steel door I knew oh so well. Room 9B. I stood in front of it, feet shoulder width apart. I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but it almost felt like the door knew, like it knew we had business with one another. I placed my left palm on the door to let the room know I was friendly. It was cold, but strangely warm. Does that make any sense? And then I raised my right hand to the keypad and I slowly typed in the code I've been looping in my brain all day long. 6 5 3 8 2 2. The flashing LED light changed from red to a solid green, and I remember my breath caught in my throat. And then, the door opened slowly, like it was inviting me inside. And so, I stepped inside and closed the door behind me. I looked around. At first, I felt a mild kind of disappointment. The room was a standard Midas Lab room, just like all the others I visited day in and day out. Chrome counters around the perimeter, glass cabinets lining the walls, refrigerator over in the corner. But the weird and kind of eerie thing was that, unlike all of the other lab rooms, in this one, all of the cabinets were completely empty. The countertops didn't have anything on them either. It looked like once the Midas staff decided to seal this room, everything was cleared out. So, yeah, I didn't see what was supposed to be so interesting or so dangerous. And then my attention focused on the center of the room. Hovering there, about 5 feet off the ground, was a kind of glowing, shimmering orb about the size of, I guess like a tennis ball. It was just floating in midair. It was surrounded by these clouds of luminescent smoke, and it kind of reminded me of a pearl, but like a big cloudy pearl that you could see through. And through the layer of that pearl-colored cloud, I caught these glimpses of swirling, multicolored light, and the light sort of pulsed. And the pulses were accompanied by a low, rhythmic rumble. It almost sounded like like distant thunder or the soft roar of the ocean. It came in a steady repetition. I stepped closer. I felt drawn towards the small glowing orb like it was a magnet. And the more I looked at it, the more I felt this sense of an all-consuming peace. With each footstep, my heart rate slowed, my breath deepened. I wanted to touch it. Slowly, I extended my forefinger. I was cautious. Obviously, this thing, this orb, this room had been locked and sealed for a specific reason. But why? I mean, it looked so calm, and it gave me a sense of deep comfort. Couldn't be that bad, right? As I reached out, the tip of my finger pierced the cloud layer and made contact with the surface of the orb. It was like touching suspended water. As soon as I touched the orb, my jaw started to tremble. I felt like I was being embraced by a warmth I could never have imagined. It surprised me so much that I yanked my hand away, and that warm feeling of embrace just evaporated. As quickly as it had come into me, it was gone. What was that thing? How could a single touch make me feel that nice? I didn't have any answers. All I knew was that I needed to feel that warm embrace again. Now. And I wanted it to last for longer. That little fingertip touch, that wouldn't do at all. I felt like I wanted to hold this ball of whatever it was in my hand. So, I unfurled all of my fingers and stretched my open palm towards that mysterious hovering sphere. And as I moved closer, I could already feel the echoes of that warmth returning to my core. I felt beckoned. Softly, without any doubt or hesitation, I closed my hand around the whole thing. The warmth returned to my body immediately. It felt like the softest, coziest, most understanding and comforting embrace I've ever been wrapped up inside of. My muscles relaxed. My face must have looked like a reflection of just dopey bliss. My mouth fell slack and open. My tongue relaxed and rolled out onto my lower lip. My knees bent and my arms drooped at my sides. My eyes began to water. I felt at one with myself. And I was discreetly aware of every atom in my being. I understood my body, my mind, and my soul. All at once I knew, like, on a deeply, deeply spiritual level, how all three, body, mind, and soul, weaved themselves together to create a singular, unique me. The longer I held onto the sphere, the more I cried. Sobbed, really. Great big raindrop tears trickled down my cheeks. I exhaled a sound I never made before, never even heard before. And then I recognized that the sound, that pulsing ocean rumble sound I'd heard before, it was growing louder. And inside my hand, the orb began to vibrate, and my hand vibrated along with it. There was no way I was going to let go, no matter what happened. I remember seeing soft lightning bolts emerging through the orb's swirling layer of clouds. The lightning bolts slowly raced down my arm, stimulating every inch of my skin, almost like I was becoming a part of the orb myself. They raced under my clothes, over my flesh, across my chest, up my neck, and into every strand of hair on my head. Every hair, everywhere on my body. They reached down to my shoulders, across my stomach, over my hips. They covered my toes, and then flowed up onto my legs, and between my legs. My entire body was glowing and tingling with the tender touch of this beautiful miniature lightning bath. It was gentle. And it was spiritual. I was quickly becoming aroused in the most incredible way. I mean, sure, I've gotten horny at work before, but this was something else. It was like being horny, but with more breath. A deeper kind of horny. And if I thought my eyes were watering before, well, now they were just these constantly flowing twin rivers of peace, joy, and yeah, just pure lust. And all while this was happening, that lightning was pulsing all around me in the same steady rhythm. With every pulse, my arousal grew deeper and deeper. It almost felt like an ancient kind of longing. My breath came faster too, from somewhere deep within me. Beneath my clothes, I felt the lightning tease my pubic hair, and I shuddered. Soft tingles bounced around inside my skin and multiplied until they reached every cell in my body. The lightning made its way to the soft flesh where my thighs meet the inner crease of my pelvis. It was erotic in a way I don't have words for. Horny felt like a distant memory. Extremely super horny doesn't even begin to scratch the surface. I could feel my pussy juices dripping down my legs. My clitoris was throbbing for attention. I wanted to come so bad. It was almost like torture, knowing I had no control over what was happening to me. But I also implicitly trusted whatever the orb was doing to me. I knew in my heart that it would never harm me. My hand opened of its own accord, and that amazing little sphere, still connected to all of its lightning tendrils, hovered upwards, out of my hand, over my head, and then it descended to a space right in front of my eyes. I couldn't believe I was still standing. The gentle fingers of that lightning found its way to my labia. It circled my clit, and God, it felt good. Fuck. And then, the pulses changed their rhythm. Before it was like whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. But now it was going whoosh, 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 whoosh. My pussy was soaking through my clothes by this point. I could feel it spreading out across the fabric. And I think I even heard some of my juices drip-dropping onto the floor. But really, my mind was too overtaken to really focus on anything other than the sensations by this point. I knew what was going to happen. Fuck. 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 My orgasm came in an explosion of sound and emotion. Ugh. I screamed in pleasure. Once I came, the lightning pulses dulled just a bit. God damn, I wanted to feel that again. And I wanted to be completely unencumbered when it happened. With my last strength of conscious will, I took off all of my clothes and hurled them to the corner of the room. I stood there, completely naked. I looked at that beautiful hovering orb in front of my watering eyes, and I stared into it like a silent challenge. Is that all you got? I wasn't sure whether I was asking the orb or whether the orb was asking me. All I know is that once my clothes were off, that orb went to town. I felt the lightning glow brighter all around and inside my body. I felt my toes being licked, and I felt my hair being tousled. It tickled the back of my knees and the insides of my elbows. It circled my nipples, which made them diamond hard, like they were straining to stretch outward from my tits as far and wide and as deep red as possible. I felt my ass cheeks spread apart, almost like they were opening all by themselves. The lightning teased the delicate little hairs around my asshole. The feeling of the open air on my asshole and that lightning giving me those little loving licks was like a kind of sexual divinity. Meanwhile, the lightning around my pussy lips felt like it tripled itself, and then tripled itself again. My clit stood stiff. It felt like it was 5 times as hard as it had ever been. It felt like a cathedral. And then, fuck, how do I even... Listen, I've squirted before. Not often, but it's happened. This was... Okay, so there was this one time I accidentally broke a water main in my apartment. The water just rushed out with a force and pressure that threw me back against the wall. That's the only thing I can compare to what happened to me at this point. I fucking exploded. Straight out of my pussy. Like it had opened the valve of a squirt fire hose at full blast. My entire body quivered. I lost my balance. I fell right on my ass. I hit the floor, spread my legs, and continued shooting the most powerful singular jet of girl cum over and over and over and over. After what seemed like forever, my squirting tapered off, and I thought I had endured everything that orb and its magical lightning could give me, but I was wrong. It was just getting started. The pulses started up again, steady, growing in intensity. One after another, my pussy pulsed out the purest, most powerful gushes. Each squirt forced my hips to thrust upwards. The stream was as thick as my arm, and every blast seemed bigger than the previous one. I felt like I was being fucked backwards by a waterfall. And I loved every throbbing, splashing, tidal wave dripping wet nanosecond of it. The only words my mouth could form was more, 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 more. It got stronger. Fuck, I don't know how, but it got stronger. Kapow, orgasm. Kapow, big ass squirt. Kapow, coming again. Kapow, and again. Kapow, more. Kapow, fuck. It felt like the lightning would never stop, and I didn't ever want it to. I was writhing in pools of my accumulating orgasms. Ugh, I don't even know where it was all coming from. If I'd given it a second thought, it would have seemed impossible. For sure, this was more than my body could ever contain, but I didn't care. I was too busy giving over to coming. Kapow! Power squirt! Come, 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 come! I'd never come so much in my life. I don't think anyone ever had. I forced my hand between my legs, and it was easily pushed away by the pressure of my constant squirting. My squirt jetted out of me in perfect arcs, landing anywhere and everywhere. Some of my squirt even fell into my open mouth. I swallowed it, eagerly, desperately. Each swallow seemed to double the strength of my already super orgasms. I rolled around in my pussy juices. I made squirt angels. I drank myself in. I came and I came and I came. My hips thrust into the air with each powerful orgasmic contraction. The room filled with more and more of my sweet nectar, not to mention my hoarse cries of unending pleasure. And every time I opened my eyes, there was that wonderful, magical, powerful orb feeding me more and more of its pure, unfiltered ecstasy. My memory kind of gets a little hazy after that. Either passed out or blacked out or something. It's possible that it all continued for a while. Minutes, maybe? Hours? The next memories I have are all kind of jumbled. They kind of fade in and out like glimpses of a dream. I remember being dragged away by some Midas staff members in containment suits. I remember being hoisted onto someone's shoulders, and I remember feeling the juices dripping off of my naked skin and splashing into the accumulated pool of my girl cum on the floor. I remember being carried out the door of room 9B. I remember looking down to witness my discarded coveralls floating into the hallway on a river of squirt. I remember thinking, oh, what the fuck was that? I don't even feel dehydrated. I woke up in a recovery room on the Midas compound. They told me I'd been in a coma for 3 days. Apparently, I'd been under constant surveillance because the doctors weren't sure what my status was going to be from 1 minute to the next. I guess all of my vital signs were giving unexplainable readings. At least, that's what they tell me, anyway. I don't know what that means, but by the time I woke up, I had stabilized enough to receive visitors. That's when some of the board members came to tell me I'd have to record this account of what happened. They didn't seem as angry with me as I thought they'd be, but I still couldn't tell whether I'd done something really, really, really wrong, or maybe, just maybe it was something that could be forgiven. For all I know, I may not have a job here next week. It was my own fault. I'm mature enough to admit that. Was it worth it? I have to be honest. I still feel like part of that orb is inside me. Like I'll be carrying it with me for the rest of my life. And it'll keep me warm and glowing whenever I need it. And even if I never see that orb again, or never get to experience those unreal heights it brought me to, it's with me. And I'm forever changed because of it. So, yeah, it was worth it. Come what may, I wouldn't change a thing.